getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hey, great to be with you. This is Dwayne Wolf from New Horizon Church. North Tacoma, South Federal Way, right off of I-5. We've been pastoring there for 25 years and just excited about everything that God's doing and what He's saying today to us as believers. I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about the fruit of the Spirit and how important it is that we bear the fruit of the Spirit, how we desire to bear the fruit of the Spirit, how we're excited to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Don't you always think, man, I want more patience, I need more love, more long-suffering? You know, just reading through the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5 can be a little bit challenging, and sometimes we just examine or acknowledge that, man, I need more of that. I wish I had more of that. And sometimes it's a conviction. Sometimes we make those transparent confessions. You know, confessions such as, oh, that's my impatience coming through, or that's my anger coming through, which would be, you know, kind of acknowledging that we've got some of the fruit of or the works of the flesh still showing up. And so I want to talk to you about how the promises of God, I really think, are the antidote for the fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes we're trying to bear the fruit of the Spirit. We're trying to, it's almost like a groaning tree. You can imagine a tree without appropriate sap trying to bear fruit, trying to push fruit out of these branches. And yet the sap hasn't come up yet. And I think the sap within the tree that brings the fruit is the promises of God. And that's why for me, it's so important that I'm acquainted with the promises of God, that I'm literally intimate with them, friendly with them, close to them, acknowledging them, receiving them, talking them through to myself all the time. I love the self-talk of the promises of God, and I love the rhema. Rhema means the living word, the spoken word. Logos means the written word, and so I love whenever I'm hearing from God, kind of a rhema, kind of a fresh, you know, touch on my heart, touch on my inner ear. Then I love to write that stuff down, have it available, because that becomes a promise within that also encourages me, strengthens me. It actually provides that inner sap, that inner grace to bear the fruit of the Spirit. So think about it. A lot of times the works of the flesh or the lack of the fruit of the Spirit is in our lives because we're bitter, we're discontent, we're examining our life without the promises, and when we do so, then we yield to discouragement, despair, frustration, and the things that breed the works of the flesh, jealousy, envy, anger, the lack of patience, etc. But when you are basking in the promises of God, you're basking in His goodness over you, you're basking in the unity you have with Jesus, you're basking in that you're a joint heir with Him regardless of what's happening, and then you're basking in the rhema, that visitation that He writes and sings over your heart, the testimony of Jesus as He looks into your book that Father's written over you. Psalm 139 says that we cannot even count the sum total of those precious and magnificent thoughts that Father has for you. And so Jesus testifies. He is the advocate. He's the high priest. He testifies over your heart these amazing promises from Father, carved out like a niche just for you and your generation. And when you hear those promises and bask in them, they support, they bring the sap, they bring all that inwardly you need to bear the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to be praying and declaring over you that your heart is knit to the promises of God like never before, that you begin to search them out like one searching for gold. And as you do, you'll find the sap of the Spirit, the sap of grace coming up on the inside of you. God bless you today. God bless you from New Horizon and really from every local assembly in our region. Thank the Lord that we have the ministry of one to another in the body of Christ. God bless.
You've been listening to Pastor Dwayne Wolf of New Horizon Church in Fife. For more details about the church, visit them online at newhcc.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.